Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Nickel Creek Platinum. Traded on the TSX under the symbol NCP and on the OTCQB under the symbol NCPCF. We are chatting with the CEO, Stuart Harshaw. Now, Nickel Creek Platinum is focused on the Nickel Show Project in Yukon. This encompasses the Wellgreen deposit, which is a very well-defined resource. This asset is 1.8 billion pounds of nickel, 1.1 billion pounds of copper, 5.7 million ounces of platinum group metals, and 107 million pounds of cobalt. Now, Stuart, I wanted to bring you back on the show because the company did just close a financing for $2.7 million. My understanding is that this financing now cashes up the company to get back on site this year at the Nickel Show Project and undertake the drill plans. That's where we're going to start here. Can you please break down the overall drill plans for the company this year when the drills can get on the project, please?
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Corey. So, yeah, very exciting to raise money. Not the easiest time in the industry right now, but we were very successful, and a lot of that to do with long-term support from existing shareholders like Electrum. The key for us for this program this year that this money is going to be used for is twofold. One, we're looking at the PFS work that's needed around the Wellgreen, and so that's inferred to M&I, and also we're going to be looking at the where the mill is going to be, where the tailings and some of the other hydro work that needs associated with all of the PFS. So this target is to have all the field work done so that we're prepared to get a PFS out, targeting next year for the PFS release. The other piece of the program this year is to really follow up on our excellent results last year that at Arch, where we found high-grade nickel sulfide, 2-4% nickel with substantial copper, substantial platinum, palladium, and cobalt. And so that was a very exciting find last year. And really what this year is going to do is start to define what do we have there at the Arch. So we're looking at about 1,000 meters at Arch and another few thousand meters at Wellgreen. So it's going to be a busy summer, and we're really excited about it.
Well, Stuart, there's a lot of drilling on tap. Some of that is that infill and definition drilling for the PFS. Some of it is around Arch at that exciting new target. But just remind people of the size and scope of this project. I mean, it's 18 kilometers trend, and there's just so many areas. I mean, how much exploration upside do you still have if you had, let's say, an unlimited budget and you had all the drills in the world? What other areas are there that you'd like to get a drill on as things develop along the path here?
Oh, absolutely. And when you have nickel, you know that you're going to find more nickel. So we would love to, if we had unlimited budgets, to be drilling on Burwash and really to the east, if you will, of the Wellgreen deposit, more drilling in there where there's, significant outcroppings and other indications of mineralization. So we do want to keep focused, given the fact that the Wellgreen is a very large resource on its own. You mentioned, the 1.9 billion pounds of nickel. It's really one of those 25 plus year mine life that is really got the right timing. And when I say that, it's just the nickel industry is looking for metal, and they're looking for it to get in, metal that's good for the EV markets, of which the Wellgreen deposit is, clearly well situated in the Yukon and in North America, but also with a lot of the critical metals for that process, nickel, copper, cobalt, just to name a few.
So then, Stuart, as this drilling continues with that whole goal of the PFS, but then also balancing out the Arch target and growing that discovery, what do you think is going to catch investors' interest here? Because this is already a well-defined resource, but it sounds like there's still more room to add, potentially.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been really open in saying that, the best thing we can do is add near-surface, higher-grade mineralization so that you can bring something in early into the project and really kind of, add a real punch to the overall underlying economics. And that's really what we're looking for on our property within the Arch. And that's hopefully something that we get a better definition coming out of this summer of just what that can mean. But also, I would just emphasize that nickel was for almost 8 or 9 years in a fairly low price environment. It just didn't have a lot of momentum. Nickel, looking forward over the next 10 years, has a lot of momentum. So really focusing on getting us along the development path, which means getting a PFS out, having our project, you know, being measured against other projects out there, is so important for us. And that's really how we're going to see this project take off. People are going to see what it can do in the future, and with the growing market, see that we need to be part of that new developments.
Well, Stuart, there's no doubt that the narrative for nickel is a lot better now than it has been for years, but it's not like copper is bringing up the rear. It's still a very sought after metal, and you have a huge copper component. Cobalt prices have done well. And look at this, just the price action we've seen over the last 2 years in palladium and even platinum starting to come back to life. So how do you want people to think of this project? It's always difficult for investors that may be used to just a gold project or a silver project to evaluate a polymetallic project. But where do you see the real value is in the project? And how does it distinguish from other projects that may not have that copper component or may not have the PGM component? How do you want people to think about the project?
Yeah, and that's really key. The way I look at it is the value per ton that you're taking out. And when you have a nickel-only project, you're really exposing yourself to nickel-only prices, and really your economics will kind of be impacted from that. What we have is we double our value in terms of per ton because of these incredible byproducts in the copper, platinum, palladium, and cobalt. And it really does feed well into the downstream processing of our future concentrate, because the nickel smelters, that's what they actually do, recover the copper, the cobalt, the platinum, the palladium. So we're feeding right into a high value type chain, and that's really going to be the key for us going forward.
So Stuart, this to me, this is a takeover play, right? You guys are looking for some major to come in and either help with development or truly take this project over. What's that environment looking like in terms of the conversations you're having? Anything else you can tell us about the potential of some sort of a takeover, or at least moving the company forward through a strategic investment?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I'm very comfortable taking this project forward, building up a team as we move it along myself without waiting for a major. But having said that, I mean, the investment piece that the majors are now, they've been sitting on the fence in terms of not investing a lot of money. And so a lot of them are very obviously cash heavy in a lot of the major mining companies. And they're starting to look definitely into the marketplaces for opportunities. Where that would work with us is if it's the right timing and with the right valuation for shareholders, I'd definitely consider it. But it's really important to keep in mind that we have to keep driving this project forward to the next step. So to me, get the PFS out. At that point, if people are interested in becoming a minority investor into it to help us get it to the feasibility, that's fantastic. I'm not sitting there banging on the doors trying to get somebody to buy it now. I want us to be, show the value that we're going to have. And that's really, I'm going to wait for the PFS to really show the value we're going to have.
Stuart, that makes sense. And a lot of times once people put out a PFS and people have that thumbprint in it, it can always grow and it's just a snapshot in time. But I think more large companies can realize, holy cow, this really does make sense. And this is the right time for this kind of a project with the battery metals. What kind of budget do you have for the remainder of the year then for this drilling, and what kind of cash does the company have in the till at present?
Prior to the financing, we were sitting with about 2.6. So we got over 5.3 million in the bank, and the drilling this year, the spend is going to be somewhere between 2.5 and 2.8. And so we'll be, financed until, say mid next year. So that's really going to be our focus is going to be the drill program, and then just really, using the results and then, producing a PFS at some point next year.
All right, Stuart, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We'll bring Stuart on the back of some more news, and please keep us up to date on future news, Stuart. I will be seeing you at the conference this week in Vancouver, so I look forward to catching up then, but in the meantime, we'll follow up on the back of some more news.
Excellent. Thanks, Corey.